know y'all don't need me to tell y'all every time that bucket sitting out there ain't for decoration. I said that bucket sitting right there ain't for decoration. I don't want y'all to be like some saints. Well, apostle ain't here, you know. So I get to hold on to my seed. You know, be a sower. What time is it? 6:44. Right. So. Look at somebody, tell them, I can't run out. Well, don't say it. Don't say it with your dumb self. I can't run out. God is my source. I'm up on the money cometh. Glory to God. The time, sir. But then when you gonna open your mouth? All right. Good. Good evening. That's not Halloween. Don't wanna mess with y'all like that. Hallelujah. Well, we welcome all of the Darrell Campus online students and those of you here on campus. Amen. This is Catching the Waves of Revival. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for the privileges that we have. We're the sons and the daughters of the living God. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished on our behalf. Tonight, we especially thank you for the greatest teacher of all, that is God, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for our apostle. Connection is a powerful thing. And we know that without the apostle, the portals of heaven are not open. But we thank you that you have connected us to a modern day apostle. Therefore, we expect the minister teach the people from an open heaven. And we thank you that you give the students ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart to believe. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in chapter number 3, the nature of revival fire. We're going to pick up with point number 6 in your books. And then we're going to cover 6 and 7 and move right on into chapter number 4. All right. Chapter number 3 is the nature of revival fire. Point number 6. What does it say?
A need to ensure individual fire.
There's a need to ensure individual fire.
In revival, the whole community is on fire.
In a revival, the whole community, all of society, is impacted by revival.
Everybody is moving in the same direction.
Now that's the one thing. Everybody's moving what? In the same direction.
And is drawn into the same flow of his anointing.
And is drawn into the same flow of the Holy Spirit's anointing.
When the corporate anointing is increasing.
When the corporate anointing is increasing.
In a meeting. It is necessary to make sure that everyone is responding to the Holy Spirit.
Now pay attention to what I'm about to say. Most people are so focused on their individual agenda that they fail to realize that the corporate agenda is bigger. Are you listening? That's why so many local churches are on stuck, because they don't understand the power of connecting to a father, which now brings you into a corporate setting. Because just like you expect the people to be submitted to you, you need to first be submitted to someone. Now, you know, people say, I'm submitted to God. Well, God say, how can you be submitted to me who you cannot see when you can't be submitted to the one who you can see? Now, I know a lot of people don't want to deal with this, but before you can become a father, you got to be a good son. Or a good daughter, Are you listening to me? Because the purpose of a son and a daughter, even in revival, is to bring honor to their father. Jesus said these words, I always do the things that please my father. I didn't come here to do Jesus' will. I came here to do the will of my father who sent me. That's a corporate statement. Do y'all understand that? Huh? Bigger than me is what Jesus is saying. Jesus said, you are saying the miracles that I do is me, but you should have interviewed me. It is not me. It is my father who's working through me. So in apostolic ministry and in revival, we're actually carrying out the work of our father. Remember, in revival, God chooses a man, right?
Yes, sir.
To ignite and cause that revival to take place. So everybody that's participating in that revival is carrying the impact of that one man. All right, go ahead.
Every believing heart needs to be assured of God's authentic manifestation.
Needs to be assured of God's authentic manifestation during revival. Go ahead.
There is no substitute for apostolic teaching.
There's no substitute, watch what he said now, for apostolic teaching. Now I remember in one session recently, Apostle taught us that though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, 10,000 instructors, folks who are willing to instruct you, but you don't have many fathers. See, I believe apostolic gifts are fathers in the church. We need fathers. Go ahead.
Every experience can be classified in scriptures to remove doubt and fear. We must be sensitive to lead each individual deeper into God and into God's
what? Supernatural. See, we are supernatural beings. Are you listening? We are supernatural beings. What makes us supernatural? We have access to the Father who created all things. That's who we came from. Are you listening? That's who we came from. Read.
When God releases the physical manifestations
of the Holy Spirit,
we need to lead them deeper into his purposes. When each individual fire
is burning strong,
it adds to the intensity
of the corporate anointing. What that basically is saying, see, it's something about unity. It's something about one accord. Are you listening? Even if you're going the wrong way. You know, see, the KKK wasn't the right way, but they all believed in their one mission. Are you listening? White supremacists, same thing. It doesn't matter how bad the organization is, if they're in unity and they want about it, they can create a lot of damage. Remember in Genesis chapter 11, the whole earth was full of what? One language. Are you listening? So there was a unity there. And God said, if we don't go down there and stop them, you listening? Ain't nothing can be prevented. Nothing will be impossible to them because they are on one accord. And that's what we need in revival. All of the individuals must be on fire with the one agenda. Read.
Number 7, a need to activate the fire.
There is a need to activate the fire.
A revival fire needs material that act as catalyst.
Revival fire needs, watch this, material that acts as revival fire.
That can activate the fire. Until it becomes an engulfing flame.
Until it becomes what?
An engulfing flame.
Now, see, we talk about material, but the material in this case are the individuals who take time to prepare themselves for revival so we can become combustible. Remember Jesus, John speaking in Jesus in Matthew 3:11, he said, there's one who come after me who's mightier than I, whose shoe latch and I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you, watch this, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Are you listening? The Holy Ghost and with fire. So God wants all of us on fire. Why? Because if all of us are on fire, that's going to make that heat more, there's more intensity now because of the unity of the Spirit. Read.
The book of Acts records the catalyst.
The book of Acts record the catalyst.
As being men who moved by the Spirit.
As men who moved by the dictates of the Holy Spirit. You know, we always talk about what the apostles did, but actually it was the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. Just like Jesus took no credit for what he did, are you listening? Then we should take no credit for what God is doing. Because everything God does in the earth realm, he does it by his Spirit. Remember, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. See, God does everything in the earth realm by his Spirit. As a matter of fact, the Holy Spirit ain't moving till he get a word. The Holy Spirit not moving till he get a word. Are you listening? Okay, move.
A yielded revivalist. Caused the revival to explode.
A yielded revivalist will cause the revival to explode. Now, in case y'all don't know it, we are smack dab in the middle of a modern day revival. Here we have an apostle on the scene. Come on now, talking about health and wealth. Now, you know, people that take the money part. Oh, Lord, but that eating part. Oh, apostle out of his mind. I want my Popeyes. So I can, what you laughing back there? I done hit on the head, huh? I want, love that chicken from Popeye. Yeah, I used to love that chicken from Popeyes too. But as you can tell, I've been many Popeye biscuits away. Amen, I loved all of that stuff. Amen, Popeyes, KFC, hello somebody. Church's chicken, even the chicken we use to build a church. Are you listening? Fried fish, I'm just helping y'all. But I say we're right. Let me tell you why. Without being funny, let me tell you why. Because it is important to God that his children live longer and live stronger. And see, in apostolic ministry and government, God always brings us back to his original plan. So if we plan on living longer, we cannot reject the voice of the apostle. Are you listening? We all know food tastes good. But just because it tastes good don't mean it's doing us good. Are you listening? And we've been trying to, we believe more in divine healing than health. But why is the church sick? Y'all ain't talking to me. I'm not talking at nobody or against nobody. You eat your way in the challenges. I'm just telling you the real deal. Are you listening to it? Here's the good news. Just like Adam. Adam ate himself to death. Study the Bible. Hello. Eve did eat herself to death. In between death is a word called eat. All right? And that's exactly what's happening today. And until we return back to God's original plan and quit complaining, go with this revival. Because there's a restoration of wealth and health that's going on right now. And if Apostle at 71 years old, a multimillionaire, can eat anything he want. Y'all know. Here's the thing though. Why is he willing to sacrifice all of that when he can go anything he want? Maybe he's hearing something to bring to us. But we got to be willing to cross and go with him. I'm just trying to help you. I said we're right smack dab in the midst of a greatest modern move of God right here, right now. Read.
Revivalists are carriers of the revival fire.
Revivalists are carriers of the revival fire.
They are God's chosen instruments.
They are God's chosen instruments.
To help propagate. The revival fire to gain momentum.
The revival fire to gain momentum. It's the revivalist who helps propagate that momentum. Read.
They enlarge the flames. By their prophetic preaching.
By their prophetic teaching.
Preaching and ministry.
Their prophetic teaching and preaching and ministry. Watch this now. Of signs.
Wonders and miracles.
Wonders and miracles. I don't care what nobody say. You don't have to pass out no cards. I know people ain't gonna like this, but Jesus didn't have mass media. Hello. Jesus didn't have Instagram, Facebook. Come on now. YouTube. Y'all ain't talking to me. The people began to come because Jesus had something called virtue leaving from him. Power to do things. Come on, talk to me. Jesus knew he had authority over the laws of nature. Y'all ain't talking to me. So a storm couldn't stop him from going to the other side. Are you listening? He got in the boat and the storm was out there raging. Jesus was taking a nap and was mad because they woke him up. Are you listening? Like what y'all waking me up for? Are y'all not understanding? You have authority over that. I'm trying to help y'all. That's why the church is, that's why people don't come to the church now. Because we talk a good game. But people right now are looking for manifestation. As a matter of fact, the whole world is looking for the supernatural. And the church got the answer. Go ahead, sir.
Some ministries can fan the flames of revival. Into greater intensity. God explodes on the scene. Of humanity. Through the lives of these men.
Through the lives of his revivalists. Signs and wonders and miracles.
Are powerfully demonstrated.
Now turn to Acts 2:22. It's not in your book, but just I want you to read the scripture. Acts 2:22. See, y'all remember when Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, came to Jesus by night? Huh? Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, a secret disciple, came to Jesus by night. Watch his words. Now, I'm just giving you two references. This reference is found in St. John chapter number 3. Nicodemus said, no man can do the miracles that you do except God be with him. All right. Now, Acts 2:22 is Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. Read, what did he say? Acts 2:22. Somebody read, don't wait on him, anybody.
You men of Israel. Hear these words.
Notice what Peter said. Hear these words.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Hold up. Jesus of Nazareth was an indication of his manhood. Are you listening? Jesus of Nazareth, a man.
Approved of God. Among you by miracles. And wonders.
And signs.
Which God did by him.
Uh-oh, Dad, go again. Who did it? Why do people go around talking about what Jesus did? Because they never interviewed Jesus. Y'all don't want to talk to me. See, if you start taking credit for the miracles that God is doing through you and by you, hello, leave you. Because you fail to realize you cannot do this without him. Jesus was a man approved of God among the people by the signs, the wonders, and the miracles which God did by him. That's why Jesus in St. John chapter number 14 say, you don't believe I am who I say I am? Like some people get upset, but I'm with Apostle. Are you listening? I don't only believe God sent him. I believe he equal with God. Oh, there y'all go. I know you don't like it. I'm so firm in the belief of what the Bible teach that I believe if I've seen him, I done seen the Father too. Well, I'm talking about him, but I feel the same way about me. Lord, the church get lost when you start talking like that. They're like, Lord, who this man think he is? I am who God say I am, not you. Read.
The revival fire must gain momentum
in our lands and we
have the responsibility to lead the revival flames into the field of the harvest of souls.
See, people are attracted by the supernatural. Y'all want to know why multitudes follow Jesus? Come, let somebody arm grow out. Come on, I ain't talking about no little punk miracles here. I'm talking about things happen Are you listening? A man with a withered arm. Jesus standing up right in the midst of the congregation and say, watch this. Stretch forward your hand. And you talking about something supernatural? You know, regardless to how old that person was, when that arm grew out, hello, it had to match the other one. Y'all ain't talking to me. That's supernatural. You walk by a fig tree until it dry up from the root. Not 10 weeks, the next day it was dried up from the root. Come on, talk to me. This is the kind of things that God, watch this, this is the church calling card. Signs, wonders, miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost. Don't worry if you get into trouble. Y'all are like this. A challenge is your stepping stone to your promotion if you don't allow it to overcome you. See that? There y'all, you'll catch up with it later. Some of y'all don't want to go through nothing, but in ministry, there's some stuff you're going to have to go through. All y'all speak to the mountain people. Yeah, shatalabasata, don't speak in tongues. Yeah, you can read all of the books, but let me tell you something about all of the books, what the books don't tell you. Walking by faith is an individual thing, and nobody get to determine what's on your plate. But when your challenge come, don't whine and cry. Walk it out. I love it. Read.
Chapter 4, catching the next wave of revival.
Chapter number 4, catching the next wave of revival. Let's move, sir. If the move of the Holy Spirit
comes in waves, then we must move into proper position.
Then we must move, watch this, into proper position to catch the next wave. But read.
Seven important aspects.
There are seven important aspects.
A surfer considers before he catches.
That a surf sitters before he actually goes out and catch that big wave to surf upon. Come on, read.
Number one. A surfer must swim into the deep sea.
Number one. A surfer must swim into the deep sea.
To catch the wave.
To catch the wave. You ain't gonna find no wave in the canal. I don't mean to be comical, but you know, you ain't riding no wave. You're going to bring a big surfboard and go get in the canal. Come on, baby. Go ahead, read, sir.
We can't catch the waves.
We cannot catch the waves.
While trying to swim in shallow water.
While trying to swim in shallow water. If you're going to follow Apostle, let me talk to you for a minute. Man who's been following him since 98. Are you listening? He never talks to you from where you are. He's always talking to lift you higher. Are you listening? See, I travel with him around the country. He switches on a dime. He doesn't think how much it's going to cost because it's not in his mind. You listening? So when he's going out of state and something comes up and he switches to another day, he don't call up and say, hey, boys, I'm going to another state. How much money y'all got? Can y'all? No, we're going over here. I'll see y'all at next week. And if you know anything about when you're on the airline flying and switching, the closer you are to when you got to leave, the more it costs. Now, when you're flying your own personal jet, you ain't thinking about all that. I'm just trying to help you. Are you listening? Okay, read, sir.
We can't catch the revival waves.
We cannot catch the revival waves.
By living safely.
Living safely. Oh, Lord, he'll jerk the safe out you. I'm just trying to help y'all. A lot of people, see, that's why a lot of people can't connect, because they want him to come down there. Eagles don't come and hang out with chickens. You either going to come up where the eagle at, or he going to eat you up. Go ahead.
Deeper into the sea.
We must press deeper into the sea. You don't catch no big old tuna in a canal. You might get a minnow. Are you listening? You don't catch a bull red. Fish, you got to go into the deep. I mean, you know, salmon ain't no little bitty fish. Salmon is a big old fish. Are you listening? You don't catch no big old fish. You got to go out into the deep. When Jesus told those men, go out, let down, go launch out into the deep, you won't know why the net broke. Wasn't because they had no little 2-pound fish. That net broke because there was some large, humongous fish up in there. You catch enough fish to make a boat sink, baby. And then your partner come over and that boat sank in too, baby. There ain't no little fish was in that net. The net was breaking. Hello, somebody. Read.
Number two, a surfer. Where the waves are.
A surfer got to know where the waves are.
Going to break.
A surfer sees through observation. You learn things from observing. Are you listening? A surfer knows where the waves is going to break. Read.
Prophetic insight. Of where the Holy Spirit is. Going to give us breakthrough.
Where the Holy Spirit is going to give us our breakthrough.
Is important.
We need to be sensitive in these last days.
We must know the ways. And working of the Holy Spirit.
And the inner workings of the Holy Spirit. Watch this, which is the hall of Thompson's ministry. That's just the reality. Are you listening? And he told us the secret. He said, I pray in the Spirit. Then he bold enough. He like Paul, more than ye all. So you know, that's the man separated unto God. But I love how God has used this family to really help ministers to set up. Hey, there's not a lot of ministers got their family set up like his. All of us didn't come up under this. This is supernatural apostolic training. This man of God was trained for this. Are you listening? Everything is in line. Are you listening? Every minister of God family need to mimic and model what's going on here in Darrell. I'm just trying to help you. I don't care if people get mad. You don't get to choose who do it. He paid a price for this to be going on. Wife in line, children in line, all ministries, everybody connected to him lines up. Why? Because he in line.
Prophetic insight and revelation. Help us to chart our course. Experiences with the Holy Spirit. Will help us in knowing where the Spirit.
Will break next. See, revival. The Holy Spirit is the one who orchestrates all of. The Holy Spirit is the orchestrator and the administrator of everything going on in the earth realm. Read.
We must stay with the Holy Spirit cycle. And watch his movements. Number three. A surfer got to position himself. Big wave.
To catch that big wave. You got to position yourself. Go ahead.
Many can discern that the Holy Spirit is moving.
Is moving,
but do very little to position themselves properly.
Many people can discern that the Holy Spirit is moving, but they do very little for that they are in position. Read.
Spiritual continuity. Principal state. We need to know and submit. If we're going to be in position to catch the new move.
See, there's some things you got to know. Some things you got to catch. Are you listening? Some things can't be taught. They got to be caught. Are you listening? And you catch things through observation. Are you listening? One of the things you never do, never get too familiar with a man of God. That'll chew up totally. Because now you think this is a chimmy thing. No, he here to train you. Read.
We need to be fully alert when in position. We should keep ourselves in timing with the waves. We need to know if we need to increase or decrease the speed of our surfing. To approach the coming wave.
Now, if you used to watch Hawaii 5-0, you know. Yeah. On my age right now, huh? Somebody say, sir, I don't know what you're talking about. Amen. Beach party, bingo, and all of that stuff way back there in the day. Used to see them go out and catch the waves. Amen. You know, what's that show, Miami, with the policeman? Yeah, Miami Vice and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to talk water. Amen. Now, most of us don't, you know, we don't deal with surfing too much because Cushites scared of water. Go ahead, move.
The believer needs to be fully equipped. And ready to ride the coming wave.
We need to be spiritually alert.
And keep in timing.
With the momentum of the Holy Spirit.
Staying in time and step. With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
Will ensure our spiritual success.
Will ensure our spiritual success. Number four.
A surfer must swim towards the direction of the coming wave.
A surfer must swim towards what? The direction of the coming wave. That tell you something, huh? You need to keep your eye on the prize. Read.
To swim towards the oncoming wave.
To swim towards the oncoming wave is to swim against the tide. That means you got to be in shape, baby. And let's face it, Christians are not in shape because they eat wrong. Yeah, y'all didn't feel that coming. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, if you eat right and exercise, you will feel real good. Go ahead, read.
It is physically strenuous. To swim against the tide.
To swim against the tide.
It takes a lot of spiritual energy.
It takes a lot of spiritual energy.
To move towards the oncoming wave.
To move towards the oncoming wave. Now, that's important because y'all know in the body of Christ, most people want to go with what's popular. Amen. Yeah. I remember when I don't deny oil slinging revival. I'm holy laughter, all those things that happen. But you can't camp out there, baby. Are you listening? Because God is constantly moving. There are authentic moves of God that people get stuck in because they get stuck in the move. God goes from glory to glory, from faith. Some Bible training schools still teaching the same material they as when they started. You know what that tells you? There's no progressive revelation in that school.
Amen.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But we got to be, he got to us so we can get out of stuck. Yeah, but that's why you need apostles and prophets. God showed you that with the prophet Elijah. He sent him to the brook. He said, there's a famine. Now there's a brook. Go to the brook. I'm going to command ravens to feed you. When you get too comfortable eating at the brook, then it'll dry up. Go to the widow woman of Zarephath who God commanded to sustain you. But if you got real comfortable like most church folk do, that's why we can't go to the next level and catch the next wave. Church of God in Christ, Baptist, Methodist, all of these denominations stuck in the same stuff because they refuse. One of the most outstanding characteristics about Apostle Thompson is his willingness to cut against the grain and do what God say, no matter who go with him or who he leave behind. That's the kind of man you want to follow. Read.
We must keep focus upon the bigger wave.
We must keep focus upon the bigger wave. The distraction of the undercurrent
can pose a danger to our timing in catching the coming wave.
Now, that's important because if you get exhausted going to the big wave, it's going to take you out. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, that's why you don't want to go out in ministry before the time. You go out there and against that current, Satan going to whip your tail out there. I've seen so many people leave, well, the Lord done called me and take his family, and the church is him and his two children and his auntie and his uncle, and they left after they heard him preach. And he's still out there. We must strive towards the oncoming way.
Without settling under pressure. To the smaller wave.
See, when your prize is on the big wave, those smaller waves are for training. The big waves are for raining. Y'all didn't see that coming. But everybody, let me tell you something. Watch this. Ride the smaller one before you catch that bigger one. Because that bigger one going to take you a lot faster than that smaller one. Hello, somebody. Read.
A surfer must know the difference between a small wave and the big one he is trying to catch. We must resist the temptation.
We must resist the temptation
of catching the smaller waves. Patience is required.
Now, y'all just heard me talk about training, and I say the smaller ones are for training, but when he say, you must skip the resist. What he's saying is, you can't be riding a small wave thinking you're doing the big one. Y'all know some people are trying to be big. Apostle always say this, when small have them. Are you listening? All right, go ahead.
Patience is required. To ride the biggest and the best wave.
Best wave. Everybody in here, you need faith and patience. They go together. Faith and patience. Because everybody want to move faster than light. Faith and patience. Read.
We must make sure we are giving ourselves.
We must make sure we're giving ourselves
to the project that God has called us
to do. The agenda that God has called us to do.
God allows us to ride on the smaller waves.
God allows us to ride on the smaller waves
of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
So that we will be skilled.
So that we will be skilled
and trained enough.
And trained enough
to catch the big waves.
To catch the big waves. So that's the word I was looking for. Trained. Most people cannot stay with a man of God more than 2 or 3 years. They called. I want you to know you got to stay to 30 years with your apostle. Stay till he send you out. I don't believe nobody need to go nowhere without somebody sending them out. Because when you get sent out by the apostle, he go with you. It makes it more safe. Easy like Sunday morning. Read.
Number 6, a surfer must not hesitate.
A surfer must not hesitate
to move with the new wave.
A surfer must not hesitate to move with the new wave
that breaks before him.
That breaks before him.
Many waves have passed by.
Many waves have passed by.
Those who may have been
hesitant. Have passed by those who were hesitant. Now, y'all understand this, but baby, you come out of those denominational churches, some people just don't want to change. I have a whole family that don't want change. I mean, they see what apostle doing, and they trying to get me to go back that way. I'm going with a man who going through it. Amen. Well, you won't understand this if you ain't going through it. But I want you to know, your family is your biggest hindrance. That's why God told Abram, leave your country, pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. Y'all know, huh? So leave your kindred, leave your father's house. Those things have the most influence in your life. You got to leave those to go to the place that God's going to show you. Now, my little brother can bear witness. The family don't like everything I've done because I've cut against the grain. I left them all. I told y'all, they say I'm in hell, right? So, I said, well, praise the Lord. And he crazy enough to go to hell with me. Come on, read.
We must obey and implement.
We must obey and implement
that which is imparted to us.
That which is important to us.
So that we can move with the wave.
So that we can move with the wave. Religious spirit.
Rooted in human idealism.
Rooted in human idealism.
Is a major source of hesitancy.
Is a major source of hesitancy. Now y'all know that's the truth, because most people. Y'all, water boy. Mama said, "This is our church, and I should leave here." Well, this is the day now where you're going to have to partner with mama head and daddy. Y'all know some men like that, and women, but a lot of men especially. They still doing what their mama told them. But remember, then your mama. Okay, read, sir.
The Lord does not do anything.
I don't know who that's for, but don't get upset with me. Go ahead, read.
The Lord does not do anything without man.
The Lord does not do anything without man. The Lord does not, watch that clock back there now. The Lord does not do anything without man. Read. Yeah, we done. See that? He's about to. All right. What number are we on? Okay.